On en- his bedroom door was open, and there appeared to be a soft glow within. On entering the room, Gwyn froze. There were shadows on the wall, seven helmet figures, motionless, beside his bed. He turned fearfully to locate the source of light. It came from behind a row of toy spacemen standing on a chest of drawers. Gwyn breathed a sigh of relief and approached the spaceman. The silver spider climbed out of the drawer. It was glowing in the dark. Bryn brushed his toys aside and hesitantly held out his hand to the spider. It crawled into his open palm and gently he raised it closer to his face. The spider's touch was icy cold, and yet the glow that shed on his face had a sudden strange warmth that seemed to penetrate every part of his body. He held the spider for several minutes, admiring the exquisite pattern on its back and wondering whether there was more to a tiny creature than superficial beauty. It should come in exchange for the brooch. Of that he was certain, but is really who he had transformed the brooch? Or was it that the extraordinary spider come from a place beyond its world? He revolved to keep it a secret until he could consult his grandmother the following evening. Replacing the spider in the drawer, Gwyn went downstairs to fetch a book. When he returned, the glow came from the bedpost, and deciding he had no need of an electric light, he sat on the bed and read his book beside the spider. It was an exponential sensation, reading by the spider light.